Hi there, folks. Paul Bars from paulbars.com, online business and his net marketing podcast center, signing back on this little quick tip. We're looking at some of the top internet marketing strategies that are available in today's modern business world. Well, number two on this list has to, without a doubt, be social marketing. Oh, boy. Now, this is one of the things that has changed dramatically over recent years, and I'm sure will continue to evolve. There is a huge surge, a massive rush in the way in which people are using and letting others know about social marketing. Look, it simply comes down to this concept if you haven't used it in the past yourself. Remember the old days when we went to see a good movie or we read a good book and we went and told our friends about it? Maybe we picked up the phone or perhaps we saw them face to face. These days, social media, same thing, except it's a click here to tweet this, or click here to add this link to your Facebook page, or click here to dig this, or put it in for LinkedIn, or whatever social networking site they may be using. So from a marketer's point of view in internet marketing, it is important that you actually go and set up with at least half a dozen. Certainly the big ones, Twitter, Facebook, they are the big ones at this point of time. Perhaps also Mix, MIXX, and LinkedIn and Dig as well might be your top five. But go and set up a profile for yourself, for your business on each of these, which simply then has a bit of information about you. Because then as you start posting articles, or in my case, as I do podcasts on my website and I have this little share this button, and there are a whole range of different plugins you can do for your websites or blogs, people will, as they gather, and hey, I like that one, I'm going to share this to my friends through my social networking site. Now look, here is just an absolute classic example of how this works, and particularly for the younger generation. Yes, the generational thing here does have something to do with it. Not too long back, election time again here in Australia, and came around, I recall, on actually election night, there was a young fella, 20 years old, going for a position there in Parliament. And on that particular evening, this has never happened in Australia's history before, but for 1 hour, just 60 minutes, as the results were getting nail-bitingly close, the young people of Australia started to talk about this fellow, because the media, well, they were making a big thing, 20 years old, might get into Parliament, fantastic, that would be the youngest ever here in Australia, set an Australian record. Well, the young people picked up their Twitter and their tweets through their phones and started telling people about it. Check this out, because probably most young people weren't too interested in the actual election, but they were interested in this. And for just 1 hour, this young man became the number one most tweeted name on Twitter in the world. Yes, that is the power of tell a friend these days when it comes to social networking and social network marketing. It is the tell a friend. Let's not just tell one friend. We can tell 100 friends. We can tell 1,000 friends. I know I have some of my friends who have, you know, Twitter accounts with 50, 60, 100,000 followers. They want to get a message out, they can do it that way. That's powerful stuff. So yes, it's going to depend on your marketplace as to how valuable this is for your business. But without doubt, when it comes to the top internet marketing strategies, social networking and social marketing is vitally important in today's business world. So you need to go and have a close look at that for your website. Without question, no doubt. Okay, that's it for today's quick tip. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com. Signing off. I'll talk to you again next time. Bye-bye.